So
those were the riffs, so I brought the...
Yeah, yeah, so the riff is just a copy of the, again, minor gearsological changes maybe, but the riff is important. No question the riff is important. We'll discuss the riff very briefly, although not much on it, and we'll see how much we get through. So I was just explaining to those who were here, my intention was, I originally thought maybe to give like a month of shiurim on this topic, which would be more appropriate. But being that I'm away starting next week, and I don't have anybody to sub next week, Cholamoid for sure, I'm not going to find someone to sub. If we would anyways have shiur, I don't know. When I was giving the shiur last round, I used to push for shiur pretty much whenever possible, but I know that was not always convenient for everybody. And then I figured we're going to have, after that, I'm still not back for another full week after Sukkot. Maybe Rabbi Mann will come that week, maybe not, because he had mentioned he wanted to maybe sub in every once in a while. But ultimately, the point is that I said, you know what, I'll give you a bunch of sources. These are some of the sources that I looked at. There are more, in case you were bored by the 5 pages beyond my chart on the front page. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to finish, first of all, let's finish at Taisvis. We'll go think a little bit more about the Gemara and Chagiga. And then what I tried to do is I tried to, the main thrust of this year is going to be discussing the different categories of Shitos, both the Mishneh Berurah in the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Hilchos Chol Hamoed, as well as Rabbi Eliashiv in his Ha'aros, have, and this is basically based on the Rishonim, have three different categories. There's basically what we would call Deoraisa, the Deoraisa camp, the Derabanan camp, and then the compromise camp, or in the words of the Nemukah Yosef, the Pshara camp. Ultimately, what I'm going to try to argue during this year, so you'll know in advance, not going to be a wild Kiddush, is that the Deoraisa camp, if it exists at all, is teeny. And that's ultimately the pure Deoraisa camp, if it exists at all, is a teeny number of Rishonim who we might not even be able to name. That's ultimately going to be my argument. Now, that is against many Mefarshim, so I'm going to try to show you why I think this is the case. But ultimately, that's the direction this year is going. Last time, we had gone through the Gemara as it appears in Chagiga. We had talked about a number of points. We had talked about Asmachtos, and in the email I sent you an old source sheet from a shiur that I gave about Asmachtas, in case you want to learn more about those. Lots of fascinating material. I mentioned in the email as well, there's a source we're going to quote later. The Ramban has a small sefer called Piskei Dinei Meleches Yom Tov V'Chulo Shel Moed. Some people put it in the as his perush on Moed Katan, but most people consider it a separate sefer. So there's a guy who published some Avreich, I guess, somewhere. I don't know the guy. I forget his name. Daniel something, maybe. I have it on my computer. I can look it up afterwards if anybody wants to know. But if you look it up on Hebrew books, you'll see he published a version of this. And he tries to, like, tie in the different shitas on Meleches Chol Hamoed to the different views on Asmachta. They're like, oh, obviously, you couldn't, if Asmachta means this, then you're going to have to say that it's Deoraisa. But if Asmachta means that, then you're okay with it being a Derabanan, because it's really more than just a Derabanan. Lots of funny things. Listen, and again, ultimately, we could give shiurim on this for months, but I just want to give people the material ahead of time. Let's go over. So the two main things we talked about was, number one, Asmachta. Number two, we also talked about what the phrase, Haharei lo masaran hakasuv el lachacham. What does it mean that the kasuv gives it to the chachamim? Okay, we saw Rashi's opinion that there were two parts to it, okay, that which was based on the Gemara. Number one, eze yom aser veze yom mutter, okay, which is ultimately Kiddush HaChodesh, says Rashi. And number two, eze malach asura veze malach muteres, which is given over to them. And we assumed, okay, we said there seemed to be a good raya, which you mentioned and others mentioned as well, other pieces in Rashi, that Rashi held its deoraisa, okay, and that the Chachamim are telling you which ones did the Torah aser. The Chachamim are telling you which ones did the Torah aser. Again, basically, the Chachamim are the Balei HaMesorah. They know the Torah Sheval Peh, and they don't interpret the Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, they can tell us which is Deoraisa. And that's what we talked about in Rashi. Tosfos had argued from the beginning. We saw the Tosfos in Moed Katan. We saw the Piskei Tosfos in Moed Katan. We saw places, and we saw that Tosfos selectively quotes the final view of the Gemara, which, as was noted last time, first of all, seems to differentiate between Chol Hamoed and Yontif the most, but also is the one that's most likely of all of them to be Derabanan, because of the statement at the end about Lamasar Nakasav El Chamim. And we said that Tosfos had stated that, again, Rabbeinu Tam and other Balei HaTosfos, that it seems to be Derabanan and Kras Machta Ba'alma, and Tosfos were doing their thing, finding us a bunch of sugyas all across Shas that seem to indicate one way or another, and again, in the cases where they conflicted with the opinion of Tosfos, trying to explain what they meant, and in the cases where they supported Tosfos, bringing them as rayas. Also, as part of that, what we talked about was Tosfos had this idea, Heichan matzinu iser doraisa miktsaso aser miktsaso mutter. Where do we see an iser doraisa that, you know, is halfway mutter, halfway aser? There's a lot of talk about that in the Achronim. No one really knows exactly what Tosfos means, because there are many places where we see chilukim in halacha that we say this is deoraisa midoraisa mutter and this is deoraisa aser. The most notable case which people bring is, you know, ochel nefesh on yantif. There you can have a malacha which is either aser or mutter depending on how you do it. Why should that be so different than davar ha'aved or anything else? Ultimately, again, we're not going to get into that so much because I want to get through the basics here. There is a lot more to see beyond just what I quoted here. I just quoted you some things that I thought were relevant for now. And again, for you to look at in your own time. But if anybody wants more Makoros on this, is this, first of all, a gigantic Turei Evan, which is the Shagas Aryeh, who is very, very strongly a Deoraisa type of guy. Again, many, many Rayas that we don't necessarily see. Other Gemaras, which is something that Turei Evan does. He says, well, if the Gemara would have assumed that there was a reasonable opinion that it was Derabanan, why didn't it answer that in this Gemara, this Gemara, this Gemara, this Gemara? That's his type of Raya that we see a lot. But again, there's so, so much on this topic, including Halacha Lamaisa. Again, what do you do in the case of a Safik on Chalamayid? If you have a Safik on a certain Malacha. So we'll see again a little bit, a smidgen here, a smidgen there, primarily Rishonim that I thought were either made unique points relative to other Rishonim, or I thought were just critical to see in general. Plus a little bit of discussion of the Rambam, and then a little bit of discussion just that Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha in Hilchos Chalamoed, just to tell us again what's going on. That's where we'll discuss the riff a little bit. So it's a good thing you brought it, and we'll do that. Okay, let's pick up in Tosfos. Okay,
what's the daf?
So we're on Daf Yilches and Chagiga, right? We're going to do Chagiga, Daf Yilches and Aleph. We're in the middle of Tosfos. Yeah, and that's a Chagiga right there. If anybody needs a Chagiga, I have, I think, a couple more. And the full source packets are over here. But again, now we're going to be doing the Chagiga. So, right, Tosfos had just brought a Raya. We were a little bit further down. Where did we get down to over here? Umihu Yesh Lidchos. So let's go back to Mechavin Malach Delmoid. Everyone see it's about halfway down the Daf. V'chein B'perek Beis Demoed Katan, where Tosfos quotes Daf Yud Beis.
The first word on the line
in mine is Lishna Demidirabananhu. Okay, he just finished with the Yerushalmi, that Klum Asru Malacha. It sounds like the rabbis were the ones who asred Malacha, meaning that Mide Oraisa, Malacha is Mutter. He just finished the Raya from the Yerushalmi. You guys remember the Raya from the Yerushalmi? That the only reason they asred Malacha on Cholamoid is in order that people should be Yegeim Batorah. People should learn Torah. So the rabbi said, well, if they're busy with Malacha, they're off at work, no one's going to go learn. So we'll aser work, and then everyone will come and learn. Great idea. Okay, so that's what we had before. Let's continue. V'chein v'perek based mod katan, so too in the second perek of mod katan, gabe, by, uvil vajle, chavin lachta b'moed, where it talks about that the halacha is one's not allowed to be mechavin lachta b'moed, and what we talked about, we mentioned some of the halachic nafkaminas of this last time, of going on summer vacation, if you're going to not be able then to take off on chalamoed, and we talked about different things a little bit there. We'll get to that more, obviously, as we go through Maseches mod katan. Okay, uvayi b'gemara. The Gemara asks, Kivein Vames, Mahu Sheikansu, Banav Acharav. Really, it says Beno Acharav, but it could be Banav also. And the Gemara asks, okay, so let's say the guy was Mechavin Olach Tolamoid. He left everything over to Cholamoid, and then he dies. Should we knas his children? Okay? And then the Gemara makes a comparison to purposely creating a mum on a Bechor. Imtiz Lamar Sarah Mazar Bechor Vames Kansu Beno Acharav, Hasam Yisura Doraisa. It says, but in that case, it's an Yisura Doraisa. The implication is, say Tosfos, that here is not an Isser Doraisa, meaning Isser of Cholamoid, of Mechav Melach Tolamoid, is only Midra Banan. However, say Tosfos, Lemaisa, it's not such a good Raya. Omihu Yesh Lidchos, Da Mechavin Melach Tolamoid Kai. Maybe we're talking about the Isser of Mechavin Melach Tolamoid. Da Hashta Miha Laka Isser Doraisa. At the end of the day, now there's not going to be an Isser. Why not? Because it's Davar Ha'aved. And Davar Ha'aved, meaning everyone agrees that Davar Ha'aved is Mutar and Cholamoid. There's no question. Right, everyone agrees Davar Avid is Mutter and Cholamoid. Whether you say Cholamoid is Yasser Midoraisa, or whether you say it's Yasser Midorabanan, Davar Avid is Mutter, yes? So,
with limitations.
Correct, and those limitations may be either Doraisa or Derabanan, as we'll discuss. But ultimately, the category of Davar Avid, assuming it's not an intense malacha, if you are going to experience a loss, whether you pass Ganesra Cholamoid Doraisa, Malacha Cholamoid Doraisa, or Derabanan, Davar Ha'aved is still going to be mutter. So say Tosfos, what happens when you're Mechaven Malach Tolamoid? It means you created a situation where the Isser doesn't apply to you. So it's hard to say that creating a situation where you're not...
But the Isser or the Heter doesn't apply to you?
The Isser.
What's the case? What
is the Isser, Mechaven Malach Tolamoid is... I specifically left work to be done on Chol HaMoed, that if I don't do that work, it's going to cause me a loss. I could have done an Erev Yontif, an Erev, Erev Yontif, an Erev, Erev, Erev Yontif.
So you don't have
and
the
I left it,
to do the Malacha.
No. Just okay. 1 second. Okay? Now, when it comes to Chol HaMoed itself, now it's Chol HaMoed. Okay? I could have done it yesterday, I could have done it 2 days ago, I could have done it 3 days ago. Is it Davar HaAved right now, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay? Now, we have a separate Halacha, you should not be Mechavin Malach Chol HaMoed. But right now, theoretically speaking, this malacha, ba'asher husham, we just finished Rosh Hashanah, ba'asher husham, is this malacha asr midaraisa? No. Is this malacha asr midarabanan? No. Except that we're adding on shelo yechavin malach tolamoid. So say tosvos, so since theoretically speaking, right, kai dehashta miha leka isura deoraisa, kevan de davar avedhu. Now, it's a davar aved again, ba'asher husham, this malacha would be muteres. Okay? And therefore, it could be that the mechavin melachto lemoed, according to all opinions, is midirabanan. Because midirabanan or midirabanan originally davar ha'aved is mutter. The fact that you are setting aside melacha for cholamoed, who says that's deoraisa? Meaning even the opinion that says melach on cholamoed is deoraisa, that's not the same thing as saying mechavin melachto lemoed is deoraisa. No one would say that, says Tosfos.
The violation was before Yantif. It wasn't a yantif.
Correct. Correct. And no one says that that's a deoraisa of aser to do on Chol HaMoed. That's my point. The malacha itself is not an iser on Chol HaMoed. It's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed because it's davar ha'aved.
It's just now. A knas, basically, at the end of the day.
Correct.
What's the knas, though?
In theory, the knas is that you shouldn't...
You can't benefit from that work.
Yeah, it could be a davar ha'aved gadol or a davar ha'aved...
Whatever the case is, correct? Whatever the case is. We'll get to that in due time. Again, well, Daf Yud Beis probably in 10 years or something, but okay. Say Tosfos, however, right? Okay. Say Tosfos. Mikol makom, nevertheless, mashma lefi ha'emes. If we're being honest here, say Tosfos, it really sounds like the lo mitzarach midrabanan. The Isser on Chol HaMoed is only Isser Rabbanan. V'chika amar hasta mareish pirka lo mi bayi avel derabanan. El afilu chulosha moed de'oraisa. Aye, the Beferish Gemara that Tosfos started with, that in Moed Katan, it literally says... The chulosh amoid is deoraisa. What does that mean? Ke'ein deoraisa ka'amar. It's like a deoraisa. Why lefishi yesh lo smach? And it's hard exactly to read this. We'll read with the brackets, but you can read it with the bach. You can read it with anybody. Mikra deoraisa. Aval yemei ha'evel leka asmachta elami divrei kabbalah. Dichsiv efachti chagechem le'evel. Say Tosfos, you know why he calls him deoraisa and derabanan? Because where's the asmachta from? Asmachta, right? We have psukim for both avel, and we have a pasuk for chol HaMoed. We have plenty of psukim for Chol HaMoed, as we can see. Where is the basis of Avel? That's from Amos.
Yeah, it's a Navi.
Okay, and we call that Divrei Kabbalah, which is a lesser degree than Deoraisa, Asmachta from the Torah, is a higher degree.
Being Mechave, to do Malacha that's Mutter on Chol HaMoed, you set it up to do it on Chol HaMoed, mm-hmm. You could have done it beforehand.
Yep.
If that's an Isser Derabanan.
Yes.
You said that it is?
Yes, it's a knas. Yes, it's a...
Okay.
For sure.
And if doing a malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Derabanan, then how can being mechavin be an Isser? It's making a Rabbanan on a Rabbanan.
I'm not understanding.
It's not an Isser Derabanan.
Meaning there's no Isser Derabanan in that case. It's clear...
dispute if doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Derabanan or Derabanan.
Yes.
If you say it's that the rabbi said...
The entire institution, yes.
Then can they make a gezeira on?
No, they make a gezeira on davar ha'aved. So they think even though it's
again, it's mutter
it,
either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not. It's one gezeira because what's happening is like this: the rabbanan are defining, according to the opinion, let's say of Tosfos, that everything's derabbanan. The rabbanan are defining situations in which it's aser dumalach on Chol HaMoed. One of those is. Again, tircha. One of those is when it's not davar ha'aved, ma'ase uman, all the different categories. And included in that is mechavin malach tol HaMoed. Everything is mutter midoraisa. It's not to prevent you from doing malach on Chol HaMoed. It's not that they're saying, we wish to safeguard the sanctity of malacha on Chol HaMoed. It's, here are the following scenarios in which malacha is asr on Chol HaMoed to either, again, the sanctity of what becomes before and afterwards, or whatever reason that they were gozer melacha and cholamot altogether, includes all of these cases. But it's not to prevent people from doing an iser drabanan. That's not what mechav and melacha cholamot is. Although, again, we'll see more of it then, but that's what Tosa is saying. Tosa is saying that there's really no iser doraisa here at all. Right? There's really no iser doraisa because, again, and there's no iser drabanan either. Regular davar ha'aved, again, if it's no tircha, is actually something which is mutter, and it's going to be aser here because you're mechav and melachto.
You could have done it before Chol HaMoed.
Yes.
Then why are you delaying it and organizing it?
And it's a knas. It's a monetary knas.
It's a knas.
Oh, so the knas is that maybe you're going to lose the money.
Yes, essentially. But again, it could be included in melachas Chol HaMoed either, which way. I don't see the issue in terms of kulachat akzera, like being so... It's not, that's what I'm saying, it's not a gzera l'gzera. It's either kulachat gzera or it's a monetary din. I don't know, because we didn't learn that study yet, but when we get there, we'll do that. Okay. Says the Gemara, okay? Again, we just said that, again, it's ke'en doraisa, because, again, the asmachta for chalamoed is a Torah asmachta, whereas the asmachta for evel is a less deoraisa, meaning a divrei kabbalah, a neviim asmachta. That's the way, again, we read this Tosfos, right? As Tosfos, but it says here, is it aser, is it mutter to do malachan chalamoid, which is mashman iser deoraisa? So listen to what Tosfos answer. V'yesh lomar lav mishum delo mishteri mi deoraisa, ela kevan deakrasam chinan leile mitzar, lo mistabra leile ukme kra, dishori behedya behachi. So says Tosfos, it's not that really, again, it's usher to do malacha midoraisa. It just wouldn't make sense. Okay, and again, it's you can read the Bach over here. He has mistabra. It says misavra, which is not really a word that works here. But I said mistabra, mistaver, mistabra, doesn't really matter. The point is, kevan de akrasam chinan le limitzar, lo mistabra le luk mikra de shari behedya bahachi. If we're saying, he's saying Chazal would never have made an asmachta, this is one understanding of it, Chazal would never have made an asmachta where there's another pasuk directly opposing it. Right? That's what he's trying to say over here. Okay? That lav kevan de akras samchina le limitzar lo mistar le luk mikra de shari behedya. Okay? We wouldn't have a pasuk that's shari behedya, which I think is one of the stronger proofs and one of the stronger responses. Shari behedya b'hachi, that is explicitly permitted. And I'm going to explain that a little bit more further. What I believe he's referring to, which I didn't at the time when I first read Tosfos, but now I see this, which is actually one of the first thing, is what was the whole machlokas and what was the whole discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was about Chag HaKatzir and Chag HaAsif. Does it mean the Chag on which you do Katzir and Asif? Or does it mean the Chag in the season of? And I didn't realize this. This is asked by many other sources as well, but this to me is the biggest kasha perhaps from the sugya. Because if you're really going to say that Melachas Chol HaMoed is Mutter Midoraisa, why can't we say the name Chag HaKatzir is that you're doing Katzir and Chol HaMoed? Midoraisa, it's Mutter! That's, I believe, Tosfos' kasha here. I didn't originally think that, now I believe that's what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is saying, right? Ela B'chol HaShemoed Mishari, meaning, because if it was really true that Melachas Chol HaMoed was Mutter Midoraisa, then we would call it Chag HaAsif because you can be Osif on Chol HaMoed. And we would call it Chag HaKatzir because you can be Kotzer on Chol HaMoed. That to me is the biggest kasha. And what Tosfos are answering, they're saying no. Because it wouldn't make sense that Chazal would use Psukim, wouldn't make sense that Chazal would use Psukim against a different Pasuk. If the Pasuk tells you Chag HaAsif, and that's essentially what I wrote here, right? I mean, you can read it in my words. I didn't know that Tosfos was saying this. Now that I learned this elsewhere, and then I'm seeing it in Tosfos, l'chor etzarach lomar shelo yubayim rabbanan v'ostrim masha Torah mitzave al pishem achag. If the Torah says that Chag HaAsif is when you are osef, so Chazal wouldn't come and say, oh, and here's a pasuk which says that it's aser to do that. That's a very nonsensical asmachta. So really what they're saying is that the Torah never intended that Chag HaAsif means to gather. They intended that it means the time of gathering, not that you actually gather in Chol HaMoed. That's, I believe, what Tosfos is saying here. You can read through it, you can argue with me afterwards, but let's move on just for now so we can get to the other parts of this. Now, V'chein pirsha Rivam b'shem the Riva, okay, various Balei Tosfos, the Malachad Moed Midrabanan, v'lo kepirsh Rabbeinu Shmuel, and not like the Rashbam, shepirsh Barvei Pesachim, who wrote in Arvei Pesachim, kavei kol ha-mevazes ha-moedos, kegon asa malacha b'chulo shomoed. in the Gemara there, which talks about Mavazeh Samoados and brings psukim, okay, including one of the psukim from here, he says that's talking about someone who does malacha on chulo shamoid. What's a Mevada Samodos? So somebody who does malacha on chulo shamoid, which Tosfos apparently think implies that the Rashbam holds that the institution of malacha b'cholamoid is deoraisa. Personally, I'm not blown away by this.
Yeah.
I didn't find people explicitly say otherwise, but I think just as you could say that this is an asmachta, you could say that's an asmachta too, especially since it quotes the same pasuk. And the Rashbam says his whole raya is from the fact that it quotes the same pasuk that we're quoting here. So if you're willing to say it's an asmachta here, I'm not sure why you can't say it's an asmachta there. Perhaps because of the stringency of it. Again, we'd have to learn that sugya a little bit more in depth. But on ultimately, what Tosfos say is the Rashbam holds its deoraisa because he says kolam avaza samodas refers to nosam alach v'chalamoid. V'halasa, again, dimi d'rabanan have, and he says that the Rashbam is wrong. Or they say the Rashbam is wrong. Ud kibir ashnu, as we explained, v'adamrin gabe kusim. And avodah zarah, typically mishum lifnei iver lo titen mechshal, that you had a case over there that you shouldn't rent your sada to a kusi because you might do malach on cholamoid. And the Gemara says, what about lifnei iver over there? Okay, typically mishum lifnei iver. So then you should know, says the Gemara. Okay, b'malachat chol shemod mishum. And again, it talks about that it's the malacha of chol hamoed. And again, you'd assume that there's lifnei iver, which mashma that is doraisa. So again, he says mishum desmach pashto dekrahave, because that's how you interpret the pasuk. Simply, okay, and we saw, again, I saw another Rishonim that the Tzedukim and others, everyone agrees that the simple meaning of the Pasuk would be this, right? Tzvahavalei Tzedukim, Modem Bezeh, again, as Tosfos concludes, that over there in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, the Pashtus HaPasuk does seem to indicate that there would be a Michshol over here by having them do Malacha B'chol HaMoed, and again, the Kusim, right, the Kusim did have a strong belief in, okay, the Kusim did have a strong belief in Pashta Dekra, so maybe again, Chol HaMoed, they would be extra careful about, even though it is Durabanan, this Durabanan they would agree to us. Okay, that's ultimately what Tosfos is saying, that again, we're worried, why should the Tzedukim care about a Durabanan? The answer is, because this Durabanan they would agree with, a one-time exception. Ultimately, what we get from Tosfos, very straightforward, very simple, Isser, Malacha b'chol hamoed is derabanan in its entirety. Every source that we have that seems to indicate that it's not that way is not the case. Okay, we have an answer for this, we have an answer for this, we have an answer for this, we have an answer for this. Now again, Rashi seemed to be yes. Rashbam Tosfos say seemed to be yes. Very significant, obviously. And the question is, what does everyone else say? So before we get to the summary chart, we're going to read a few important things. And again, we could really read any or all of these. I found the Ritva, again, which is a whole page. I don't know if we could read a whole page now. Let's see the... Let's see the Ramban, because the Ramban is one of the out, clearly spoken Deoraisa, is one of those clearly spoken Deoraisa people. And this is what the Ramban writes. It's on the third page. I'm sorry, I didn't number the pages. So it's not the back of the first page, but the following page. It's the page that starts with the Me'iri, with the base of Achira on top. It's right underneath it. And we're going to turn again in an English direction, because that's what the photocopier at Or Chaim does. Let's work like that. Okay, Piskei Dinei Melaches Yom Tov V'Chulo Shamoed La Ramban. Here it is on this page. Again, you can see it down here. Okay? So again, this is the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Od Ani Tzarech Lahatir Kesher Acher. Says, I've got to untie another knot for you. Shehu mekushar b'moed. Vadai de'isure melachos b'moed min ha-Torah hein. He said, it is obvious, it is certain, that the Isra melach on cholamoed is min ha-Torah. Kidamri, number eish misha hafach. Lo mebayim echulo shalmoed de Isra melach ha-Doraisa. Says, Befer Shigamara, like Tosfos started off with. It has to be an Isra melach ha-Doraisa, because the Gemara says so. V'odamrinan. Beperikein dorshin. And then he quotes what we are reading in Chagiga. If you look at the top of the page of Chagiga, it says Ein Dorshin. That's us. Okay? Amar le'er b'yochanan l'orish lakish. Yolam yata v'chaga asti fitzis ha-shana. Hachanami chakshah t'chogig v'osepo v'eimas. Ilema b'yom tov asifa b'yom tov mushari. And he quotes the whole Gemara over here. Elu chol shemot, chol shemot mishari. Elu chaga bab izman asif. V'chal t'revayus v'yale chol shemot asir esis. Malacha klomer min ha-Torah. Right? And the Ramban says, again, this question that I ascribed to Tosfos before, Dimishum hachi lo mitukam lehu chaga asif v'chag sha'ata osefo, v'ilu midraban, he says, if the Yisra Malach was only midraban, davar barur sha'asir v'asiyas malach v'asashnuas b'mishnasenu. And you would never have a havamina again that, and what they're saying is, you cannot say that chaga asif is chag sha'ata osef and chaga katsir is chag sha'ata kotzer, because mi de'oraisa, it is prohibited to be osef and kotzer. It's very straightforward, says the Ramban. By the Gemara that we just quoted at the end, Tanasam lo yaskar adam sadeh lekusi mivnishin nikreis al shemo vhu osip amalachem chelo shemoed vavinan ba v'tepo klei mishum lefneir velo tishin mishmal mechshol v'imi drabanan hi miika mishum lo siten mechshol. If it's drabanan, would there be a lefneir over here? Says the Gemara, leka vaday ella mishum chenikreis al shemo v'tam al atzmecha. And says Ramban about this Gemara, ask yourself, im astro alav klum mivnei chashad zev yishol divrayim, would they aser again a chashad of a Durabanan, that again, people are going to see the Kusi doing the Durabanan? What's the problem? If it's his field, let him do it. Umikol hani shaminan, says the Ramban, behedya, we clearly see from all these sources, Yisra Malach v'chul shamoid, Torah ki. It has to be a mida oraisa. Okay, nothing new really relative to Tosfos, just Ramban doesn't accept Tosfos' answers. Now, the Ramban has to do something harder, which is answer up the rayas in favor of Tosfos. Meaning he's gone through all the rayas against Tosfos, which are in favor of Deoraisa. Now you've got to answer the following. The Ramban is going to make an amazing statement. Says Ramban, V'hashta kasha lan ha-shalmi bar Yerushalmi. There's a kasha from what we said in the Yerushalmi. Amar rabav avar mamal. Ilu haya li mi shenim na'imi. If only I had someone else who would join me. Hitarti b'sar b'chor or lishkol b'litra, which is something we saw a little bit in Beitza, not going to get into that right now. Vihitar tishiyu osin malacha b'chol shamoid, and I would be matir that you could do malacha b'chol shamoid. Klum astri lasos malacha b'chol shamoid. Elak tishiyu ochlin v'shosin v'gein b'torah. Ve'elu ein ochlin v'shosin u'pochazin al madura banan. He says the Ramban, but one second, we have Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that Rav Abba Ramal said, if I only I had other people with me, I would have canceled this gzera of Chazal to have no malacha b'chol shamoid. Mashma that is dura banan. What would you answer to this question? I think this is the easiest question to answer. What would you answer? What's the answer? If you're the Ramban, what's your next sentence? Baruch Hashem, we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. Right? Not that hard to answer that. Or, better yet, you see this in the Ritva. If you jump back to the Ritva, by the way, okay? It's now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of the Ritva. It's the last word on the line. Okay? 9, it's the last word on the line, V'ha Yerushalmi. How does the Ritva answer the kasha from the Yerushalmi? Everyone following? 9 lines up from the bottom. Again, it's on the back of the first page. Anybody want to read this? Maybe I'll even take a drink. Anybody want to read this Ritva? Anyone? Volunteers?
We gotta find it first.
Again, 9 lines up on the back of the front page. The Ritva, it starts page? The word via Yerushalmi. The front page is the page with the title on it.
The page that starts off Chidushei HaRitva.
That's the back of that. Yeah, yeah. The main page. You don't have it over here? Here. Very good. Ah, so we're reading. Okay. Via Yerushalmi Shamru. Yeah? Afilu Lipshuto. Go ahead.
Ein Lanu Litchos Divrei Talmud Bavli.
So number one, Ritva says what I think the simplest answer would be. We have a machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, it's an Issa d'Oraisa. The Yerushalmi says, it's an Issa d'Rabbanan. Who do we listen to? Furthermore, and this is even better, what's the next answer? Anybody, you want to read it?
No, I haven't read it, but yeah. It's only one Tana or
Yerushalmi. That's the next answer. Read ahead, please.
I don't have the spot, so somebody here. Else...
V'lo divrei.
V'lo divrei Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish v'bnei divrei Rav Abba bar Mamal.
Okay, and again, here we have Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, two bar, big chashev amorayim bar plugtas, that both agree on this, that it's an Isra Malacha deoraisa. And what do you have, Rav Abba bar Mamal? If only I had someone who agreed with me. There's no greater way to say that that's a yachid. No one agrees with him. You know why no one agrees with you, Rav Abba bar Mamal? Because they think it wasn't instituted by the rabbis. They don't want to come and be Oker and Isra d'Oraisa. That's, I would think, the simplest answer. Ramban, however, does not answer this. Very interesting. Let's go back to the Ramban. Okay, let's go back to the Ramban. So it's another page and a half forward. It's on the page that the first heading is the Aros Hagon Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eliashiv. Says the Ramban. Uh-oh. What's going on over here? Zoom is making problems. May I have to go off and come back on again? If it kicks you off in 10 minutes, I'll turn it off and we'll go back to the same link. Is that okay? Perfect. Says the Ramban, third line, V'yesh Lomar. Back to where we were. Shemin ha-Torah melaches ochal nefesh letzorech hayom muteres biyontif. V'chein machshirin. When it comes to He says, Yontif, Malachas Ochel Nefesh, and Makshirin are Mutter. Uvechulal Shomoed, Hutar Yoser. On Chol HaMoed, there's an even greater heter. What's the heter on Chol HaMoed? Kol Malacha Shehu Litzorech. Okay. Any Malacha which is Litzorech HaMoed is Mutter. Uva'u Chachami Va'astru B'zeh Malachas Uman. And it was Chazal who came and added on Malachas Uman, meaning, Mi De'oraisa, any Tzorech was Mutter. Any Tzorech HaMoed. And Chazal added on a layer, meaning, according to the Ramban, De'oraisa, there's up to a certain level, meaning a malacha that you don't have to do at all is an iser de'oraisa. When there's a need to do it, Chazal built on top of that, Maisa Uman is asur. Continues. V'chein b'davar ha'aved. Kol shebnei adam choshvin oso lehefsted v'torkin bo mishum kach. Anything that people, this is a very interesting lashon, we'll have to get back to this when we get to davar ha'aved. Anything that people think is a hefsted, and therefore do tircha is mutter min haTorah, says Ramban. Mi de'oraisa, davar ha'aved, period, is mutter.
It's letzorah. Oh, it's not letzorah.
Okay? Davar ha'aved is not letzorah ha'moed. Different thing. Davar ha'aved, mi'ikra din Torah, says Ramban. Even though I hold it's de'oraisa, not davar ha'aved. Vizehu, master nakaz l'chamim, zovsin kusa, vein zovsin chavisa, which is a later sugya that we'll talk about. I wrote an article, actually, on that sugya. Maybe I'll bring it in when we get there again in who knows how many years. But the point is, Vehemo Sifu, Lasar Betriach. That Me'ikr Hadin, Medina de Oraisa, I should say, Davar Avit always Mutter, and Chazal said, but when it's a Tircha, don't do it. Meaning, according to the Ramban is being very specific here, and he's telling us that Ikr Melechas Cholamot is de Oraisa. But there are also the Rabbanans. Now, why is that significant? Why is that significant? Ube'elu Amar Rav Ba, Rav Abba Bar Mamol, Ilu Matzah Lahoshiv Bezdin Al Kachaya Matir Malachos Halalu Kedeshis Asku Ben Velo Yu Betelin Shabbatolam Viosam Lidei Bechizus Ha'ikr Chuloshimod Varei Torahu Vegam Zek Haftar Referach. The Ramban doesn't tell you why this is such a great point, but I'm going to tell you why the Ramban's point is such a great point, because we have many, many other kashas, and you can see these kashas in many of the different mefarshim that we see. Take a look at the chart on the front page, because again, we're moving rapidly closer to the end. Okay? This next raya, I don't believe I brought it here. Did I bring it here? I don't believe I brought it here. Okay, I don't believe. I don't believe I brought it in Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid asks this kasha. Turn to Mod Katan, Beis Amud Beis. Okay? Jump down at the bottom of the page. 13 lines, 10, 11, 13 lines up. Tnan, Mashkin, Beis Ashlachan, Bemoed, Uvishvias. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, 13 lines up from the bottom on Beis Amud Beis in Mod Katan.
Do you have a commercial sheet?
Not of Mod Katan. I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize.
Okay.
I thought people would have those. Next time I'll try to bring. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Mashkin, Beis Ashlachan, Bemoed, Uvishvias. Okay? You can water your base hashlach and mode of shvias. Bishlama moed mishum tirchahu. Says Gemara, I understand why you can water it on moed, because it's just a matter of tircha. Uvemakum pseda sharu rabbanan. In the case of a loss, sharu rabbanan. Ela shvias. Okay? Bein lamanda amr mishum zorea, uvein lamanda amr mishum choresh, zriya vacharisha v'shvias mishari. And the Gemara explains, and some Rishonim had this, a beferish gears in the Gemara, that Shemitah is de'oraisa. So saying, de'rabanan, I understand. De'rabanan, you can say, de'rabanan weren't gozer b'makom pseda. But a de'oraisa? And again, some Rishonim had beferish. Shvias de'oraisa. If you see, the Gemara's answer to this question is talking about shvias b'zmanazeh, which is de'rabanan. Right? That's the Gemara's answer, meaning it's clear that according to all opinions, what this Gemara is essentially saying is, you know what? How is it that we can in fact be matir, be mamashkin, be sashlachin, be moed of shvias? The answer is, further Rabbanan, that's no big deal. Mishum pseda. Okay, there's a hefset over here, so they let you water it, because otherwise it's going to be lost. However, for shvias, how could they be matir it? What is the implication of that Gemara? The implication of that Gemara is very clear that Melechus Cholamoid is Derabanan. But how do you answer this if you really hold that every aspect and every element of Melachas Chol HaMoed is Asar Midoraisa? There's no answer to this Gemara. There's no answer to this Gemara. If you really held that everything that is Asar today on Chol HaMoed, meaning nowadays, has a source that's Midoraisa, there's not a good answer to this question. But if you're the Ramban's going to tell us, hey, Davar HaAved is Mutter Midoraisa. Who's the one who came along and said, Tircha? That's an Isser D'Rabbanan. So now the Ramban, this question doesn't start. And many other cases, okay? Take a look, right? The Gemara Mod Katan that we saw earlier in Tosfos. Okay, the one that we saw in Tosfos in Chagiga. Tzarim Ozen HaBachor. Again, it says, oh, but Tzarim Ozen HaBachor, that's a D'Oraisa. Mechavin Malachto B'Moed. Okay? Again, Tosfos gave one answer. The Ramban would say no. You don't even have to come on to the fact. Again, Davar HaAved is Mutter Midoraisa. For the Ramban, every time you have a case, but particularly that Gemara, for the Rid, again, which I didn't bring you, the Rid, that Gemara was the end of the discussion. Shvius is Deoraisa and Chalamoid is Derabana. The Gemara says so. End of story. For the Ramban, you now have an answer. Because Davar HaAved, again, is Mutter Midin Torah. Tzorech HaMoed is Mutter Midin Torah, and there are Derabanans built only on top of that. Okay, this I think is the main idea of the Ramban. Now, I'm going to jump through, because we don't have so much time, a few things I wanted to look at. One, because it's topical, and one because I want to go through it. I'm going to run through the Beis Yosef, second to last page. I know I'm really jumping around here. We will not get to the Rambam, no question, I'm sorry. But I just wanted to show you a Beis Yosef, because there's a Yom Kippur connection. Okay, you'll see what it is momentarily. So we'll just do the Beis Yosef, and then we'll go through the Bir Halacha, and that will allow us to wrap up the table on the front and the discussion about the various Rishonim, and where, again, I think you have an idea from. Okay. Chol HaMoed. First he quotes the Tur. Okay. Shehein Ayam Shemein Rishon Shal Pesach L'Shvi V'Shemein Rishon Shal Chag HaShmini. This is on the back page. Again, the back part of the second to last side. Okay. It's on Amud Aleph of the last page, I guess. Does that work? Okay. V'shebein rishon shel chag l'shmini mutarn b'chol malacha min haTorah ela shechacham me'astrim b'ktsas malachos af agav diafin lehu mikra ituva. Even though we learned it from many pesukim asmachtos ba'almaninu avlikaron eino alemidrabanan. Okay, this is the tour. Kein kasvua tosvus perik beiz chagiga ve'arash bereish moed katan de af agav de miduchti tuva mashma d'isra malacha v'ol shemo de'oraisa miduchti achrini mashma shein midrabanan v'ichriu de'kushta hachi havi de'lo mitzra alemidrabanan. Says you have a tosvus, you have a rush, which we didn't see. Halavai, one day, you can look that up too. Okay, v'chem kasa shem Mordechai. U'mi u'kasa v'shem Rav Elazar mimitzli yureyim, d'chol amod asr melach midoraisa. V'rabbinu kasa v'sim en tafku v'lamed vav, d'rav alfas, the Rav Alfas said, according to the Rif, melaches chol amod hi midoraisa. V'sham echtov, he says, I'm going to write there, she'eni yodea minayin lamad rabbinu shah Rif Sofer came. Says, I have no idea where the Tur got this idea that the Rif holds this way, because if you look in the Rif, and the poskim explain this, it's very straightforward. And we'll see it in the Bir Halacha. I'm not going to jump the gun here. But basically, we see there's a machlokas between, not a machlokas, we see the Torah says the Rif holds that it's Deoraisa, and the Beis Yosef says, I don't know what indication he has of such. You can see the Lashon HaRambam yourself if you want to flip the page. Unimuke Yosef kasav reish mod katan. Shaharamban hitil pshara. Right, this is where I got the Lashon Pshara from. It's in Muke Yosef. And again, so he says we basically got a three-way machlokas. Okay, we have Reb Elazar Mimitz, the Halig Yireim, and the Rif, according to the Tur, hold that it's Deoraisa. We have Tosvos, Rosh, Mordechai, Tur, Rambam, that it's Midrabanan, and we have the Nemuke Yosef quoting the Ramban, and the Rajba, and the Magid Mishnah, all hold that it's this in-between Deoraisa or Derabanan. Okay?
Why is it in-between? It's a Doraita where you could do some of the Malacha, and it's the Derabanan that says that if...
I just want to put back on the Zoom for... what's his name over here? 1 second. It's back on. Okay, if he joins, he joins. If he doesn't join, he doesn't join. We'll do our best. Yeah.
That it's the Reita, that if there's a Veda, you can do it. And it's the Rabbanan Gzeira after, that if there's tircha, too much Tircha, you can't.
That's not what the Sheet of Deoraisa is. The Sheet of Deoraisa is every Melachan Chol HaMoed is Deoraisa that we have, and the Chachamim define the parameters of the Deoraisa. That's not what Deoraisa means. The Ramban is saying some of it is Deoraisa and some of it is Derabbanan. The Deoraisa Sheet of Lechora holds that all of it is Deoraisa. The Chachamim define the parameters of the Isser Torah, and they defined it in these very specific ways. And that's on a simple level. I'm just saying what the Beis Yosef seems to be saying. I don't disagree with you that, again, as I said at the beginning, I'm going to ultimately argue that almost no one holds this, as you'll see in a moment, but ultimately, let's take a look, okay? Says the Beis Yosef, let me share my opinion for a moment, which is not something he always does, by the way. He says, again, okay, what inuyim? Chamisha inuyim. A student asked me this week. Chamisha inuyim. Okay, let's say a person does sichar and nilas a sandal. Deraisa or derabanan? Same shaila. But there's a Ran, and the Ran says this similar idea that, again, it was handed to the Chachamim to determine the parameters of the Torah. That really gets back to this, what we were discussing last week. I just thought it would be nice to quote this over here right before Yom Kippur, where we're headed, Perek and Dorshin, Brisa, Lo Master Nakasav El Lachachamim, Lomar, Eiza Malacha Asura, Veiza Muv Teres. Viachal Pisha goes, Maimon Kasvu Din Ladakti, become the Deoraisa, who, Diefshir Yuchamim Akilim Kolkach, Imhaya Deoraisa, Lav Milso, Din Kulosalo Gedudos, Gedolos, Mimashe Kilu, Biyam Kippurim, Lichot Pneim, Hamelach, Veakalak, Tishu Nirim Yafim, Vikulachrin, Disher Asam, even though he says that goes, Maimon, he has a proof that it must be Midoraisa, because then the Chachamim would never be Matir at Deoraisa. The answer is, yes, they would. Okay, that's it. It's no worse than what on Yom Kippur they let the Kala and the Melech wash their faces. He says it, they would.
Why are you insisting that they're being Matir at Deoraisa? They're defining what is Asur Mitzvah. They're not Matir at Deoraisa. They're defining what is a Matir.
The question is, then why does it say Eza Melech Asura of Eza Muteras? Right, it sounds like in a number of sources. I'm not saying you're incorrect. In a number of sources, it does sound chachamim hikilu, chachamim hitiru. It does sound like there was some active doing that. Meaning,
of the derisis, they're defining what is mater and what's awesome. They're not being mater.
The question is, if according to that opinion, that's actually the case, would we assume from the Gemara that all malachos are aser, and chachamim were actually coming and being matir certain cases in cases of need? That's what it sounds like. Again, to some sources. I agree with you that you can definitely read the Gemara, again, in the way that you said, and the way that we said ultimately ourselves a number of times, but that's just something, again, that the Hagos Maimonius brings up, and the Beis Yosef is not impressed by this. Beis Yosef himself thinks it's Deorabanan, as we said, the Shagas Aryeh thinks Beis Yosef himself says it's Deoraisa, Shagas Aryeh says Deoraisa, even though we have a lot of Rishonim that say it's Deorabanan, including at least two of the big three, if not, according to the Beis Yosef, the third of the big three, because the Rosh says Beferish Deorabanan, Rambam, most learn, is Deorabanan, again, although you can see Shitas Rambam, lots of discussion down here. There's a Meiri there, which supports the Magen Mishnah, others saying that the Rambam holds Deorabanan, but obviously there's going to be a machlokas about the Rambam. Come on, otherwise there's no fun.
I don't mean to belabor the point, but for example, the Zavachta, the Chalta, like Shchit is Deraisa. So the Chachamim defined by the knife, like Hadrasa and the different,
but
all these different things. So those are Deraisas.
Let's assume yes. I mean, I don't know the Sugyas in Kachim so well, but let's assume, well, does the Gemara say there, HaTorah Masran LaChachamim to decide? No. That's, I think, the point here.
Did you say Beis Yosef said it's a Deraisa?
He did. He said, literally, Ulanius Daiti Nira Deisra Malach HaVacholamoy Devar Torah. Straight up. Okay? So, again, Beis Yosef doesn't always do this. But, again, isn't very clear in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see that. Okay. Let's try to finish things off over here. I want to see the Bir Halacha, which is going to sum some of the things up and bring rayas. Okay? And then we'll see the rest of the chart if we haven't done it yet. Umotar b'miktasan. He says, Chol HaMoed, you can do some, you can't do some. Some are aser, some are mutar. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ayin Mishnah Berurah, Mashe Kasavnu, Yesh Yisov Mishu Midrabanan. He says, some say that's Midrabanan. Who does Harambam Perek Zayin Melchus Yontif? V'Rabbeinu Tam V'Riva B'Tos V'Shagiga Daf Yudches U'Smag. Okay, and the smag. U'Mashe Mevi Hagos Maimonios V'Shilta Gimor Shadasa Smag B'Shim Bahag Gam Kin Hachi. He says in that which a lot of people quoted this, the Bahag, that he's saying the same thing. Iyanti B'Bahag V'Lo Muchach Midi. He says, I looked in the Bahag and I'm not sure that's the case. V'Adarava Mashmak Tzas Yoser Sholach B'Shita Shari Roshon Yisrael Eidu De'Raisa. Ela Shemaser Akaz V'Lachamim L'Hatir Miktsasan. Okay, again, you're in the same language, right? Shemaser to the Chamim L'Hatir Miktsasan. They gave them permission to be Matir. But again, really everything should have been Asir Midin Torah. K'di Yisab D'Gmar, U'Mashakasim V'Smag Du D'Rabbanan. And that which Smag wrote this to Rabbanan, who divrei atzmo, that he's not talking about the Bahag. So again, his point is, the Mishnah Berurah, as we know, is a famous counter of Shitos. Similar in some ways to Rabbi Avadia. Again, not that always Pesach follows, you know, 7 versus 6, but the Mishnah Berurah definitely tried to make lists of as many Rishonim as he could find within each opinion. Okay, and he sometimes debates. Again, he says some people say that the Smag writes that the Bahag says Durabanan. He says, no, I think the Smag's only writing about himself that is Durabanan. But the Smag joins, again, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva, and we continue. Viri Az, Hamuva Shilte Giborim, Viha Rosh, Viha Mordechai. Okay? Mashkasav Duraim Sfirle Du Duraisa, Rotzalama Haraim Bishim Rabosav. Okay, and again, he says, Ein Sham B'Yareim, it's the Reim in the name of his Rebbeim. Simichin Dalid, Du Ba'atzmo Mistapik Sham, Uvezem Mitzari Du Durabanan. He says, by the way, again, that which we saw in the Yareim, it's not clear. His Rabbanim thought it was Doraisa. Maybe he might have thought that it was Durabanan. Right? Vatur. Tur said before it's just Durabanan. Varash Bats, Bechelik Beis, Simon Reish Yud. Ulam Lenegedze says against this list that we have. Ish Harbe Shonis Vile Doraisa. Harif Shehevi Atur Bishmo Besimon Tafko Flamed Vav Shis Vile Doraisa. What is the, finally, the Mishnah Berurah is going to now tell us. Chafetz Chaim is going to tell us. What is the evidence that the Tur has that the Rif holds it as Doraisa? So the only raya that we have to the Rif's opinion is that at the beginning of Moed Katan, by us, he brings this daf and chagiga. Now, what would literally everyone who says that those are asmachtos say? They'll say the Rif also held that they're asmachtos. There is no mefurish Rif anywhere, as the Beis Yosef told us, that says that it's Doraisa. The only evidence is that he brought these Braisas. My personal take on it is, you know who else brought the Braisas? The Rush. And what does the Rush hold?
Rabbanan.
The Rabbanan. So you definitely don't have, it's definitely not Mukhrach that the Rif held it's Doraisa. Okay? Also, number two, if the Rif holds it's Doraisa, does he necessarily fall on team fully Doraisa, or might he hold like the Ramban? He might hold like the Ramban. Okay, 2 points. Next. V'chein Yirmei She'eltos Parshas Bracha, which I looked up. Again, there's a lot of discussion there on this. V'eshkol V'arezgiyas She'kulam He'etiko HaBraisos Bestama. Again, what's the Rai of all these people? Everyone who holds Doraisa? They committed the sin of quoting the Gemara. Again, do we necessarily, is that a raya mukhrakas, that they hold that it's deoraisa? No, not in my opinion. Okay? Again, chetiku de reverse bistama, bachagiga da filchasan al desfir le das minatora, melacha vechalamoid, umimela mukhach, and now he's going further. The gamrashi sover das minatora. Why? He says, number one, we did see Rashi and Chagiga sounded like that, although again, maybe we can read Rashi like the Ramban too. We'll see, we'll go back if we have time. And he also says, why? Digamhu pirish kirash bam b'makos davchav gimel. Sorry, did I skip a line here? Yes, I skipped a line here. Shekul metiko braisus bistama varash bam. Let me go back up. Varash bam b'perik arvei psachim. Everyone see the line starting varash bam? Varash bam b'perik arvei psachim davchav kesh. Kufir ches. Shepir shem vazes emodos koyach lamoid. Umizeo chichu atosvos b'chagiga davchav ches hanal desfir leidasim in atar malachav chalamoid. Umimele muchach digam rashi sover dasim in atarah. Why? The Gamhu Pirish Kresh Bam Makos Daf Gimel Saf Hendrin Daf Tzadi Tes V'Kachasav Hashiboli Aleket Simen Reish Chaf Gimel Shiboli Aleket writes it as Doraisa. Again, he doesn't say much more than that, but he's saying, how do we know that Rashi holds Malacha B'Chalamot as Doraisa? Because Rashi elsewhere in Shas, not there in Arvei Pesachim, but elsewhere in Shas, quotes Hamavaza Samodos and gives that same interpretation. Okay? Also, again, just a side point. I'm not coming, again, Chas V'Shalom, to disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, but a side point, Tosfos knew Rashi. the fact that Tosfos specifically quote Rashbam is interesting. If Rashi twice says the exact same explanation of Rashbam, again, I also had, in general, the issues with understanding why it's so 100% mukhrach, that means that it's d'oraisa. But again, ultimately, what comes out of this is, we have essentially two ways of knowing that Melechas Chol HaMoed is asa midoraisa. Either if you quoted the Gemara from Chagiga without saying anything, or if you explained Hamafazes HaMoedos refers to Yisr Chol HaMoed. Okay? Now, two questions. Question number one, are those the strongest rayas I've ever heard? No. Who do I have to support me? The Beis Yosef. Right? Because the Beis Yosef is the one who said, I don't see where you get that the Riff is d'oraisa. So anybody who joins the Riff in quoting these Gemaras, I have the Beis Yosef on my side to say I'm not sure that it's d'oraisa. Mevaza Samodos, I've shared, again, what I believe with you. Second question is either saying Mevaza Samodos or saying that you quoted these things and in fact they're not an Asmachta. Is that incompatible with the Ramban? Also no. Meaning all of these opinions that are about to be quoted as d'oraisa could be actually saying that Iker Melechas Chol HaMoed in many circumstances is d'oraisa, but in a Hanami, by a Davar Aved, by a Tzorach HaMoed, Torah said it was Mutar and Chazal added on. Okay? So really we don't see much. So now he's going to tell us, here's the list. Hayosem Midvarim, Sharif. Vashiltos, Vashkol, Varitzgius, Varashi, Varashbam, Varim, Vashim, Rabos, Vashiboli, Aleket, Kulus, Vireli, Dimlach, Vachalamoid, Aster, Minatora, Livad, Osanchi, Tiru, Chazal, Asosam. Okay, they tell you again, everything that are Aster to do nowadays on Chalamoid is Aster, Midoraisa. And if we're any Safik, you have to go to Chumrah. Again, most of that list, if not all of that list, I have explained to you why I don't think it's Mukhrach that they would say, Levad osan shitur chazal asosam. I really don't. I really don't understand that. And then he brings the Ramban and his group. For Ramban, he told Pshara, Shekom lach shein tzorach hamoed, v'eino davar avad umin ha-Torah, v'shil tzorach hamoed, himuteres af meleches uman, v'af agav dies beitir chayisera, v'chein kol davar avad, af alpi shein tzorach hamoed, muteres, v'af agav shitir chayisera, v'chacham midivrem, asruk tzas meleches, v'ikr chalamoed, v'aray davar Torah hu. Ul deskim arajba, so fair kama v'yuro, sorry, still fair comment about Zara. Varitva v'mechiltin v'chein yichriya bach lehalacha kishita zu. Fetiko magen avram v'chein midivrei agrob v'yur mashvan gam kishim mitzadal tishita zu. Uvetshuas arash b'shuv v'or choschaim v'chos tefillin kasev shekinu gam kein das chach mei tzorfas. Lesser malacha v'chol amoed min ha-Torah v'ashagat arye v'avne miluim mitzadal gam kein alacha dasim min ha-Torah v'chein beis Yosef v'simen zeh. Now, I think, again, that most, if not all, the Rishonim that holds Dvar Torah hold like the Ramban. You see similar language in the Shagas Aryeh. If you go and look through the Turei Evin, you see similar language in a lot of places. And I'll bring you one last raya. And by the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, based on this, it's probably a good idea to be machmir if you have a suffix on the Melechas Chol HaMoed, because it could be a suffix d'oraisa, according to all these shitos, or at the very least, again, in the cases of the Ramban, where the Ramban would say it's a d'oraisa, suffix in those scenarios, you should be machmir. He does, however, start to bring, what about the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is mashmah here in a suffix, you can be mekel. Does that mean that he holds the Rabbanan? And again, that's what he discussed the rest of the time. But here's my raya. If you look at the Ritva, and we're obviously not going to be able to read the Ritva in 2 minutes, but I'm just going to tell you the raya that I have. First of all, the Ritva writes explicitly that Rashi holds as d'oraisa, which is fairly straightforward. We have Rashi in again, Chagiga, which sounds like that, and we have Rashi in Mod Katan, who seemed to sound like it was d'oraisa mam, which did not explain like Tosfos. Okay? If you read the entire first paragraph, he brings rayas from all the different places, okay? From Yod Aleph Amud Beis, okay? From Rashi there. And from Avodah Zarah of the Kusi Gemara, okay? And from Chagiga. And what does he say about Shitas Rashi, right? Take a look at 3 lines from the bottom of the first paragraph of the Ritva, so 10 lines down. Okay? V'amrinan, it's about Chagiga. V'amrinan, Michlal de Tarvayos Filu de Choloshimot Aster Basias Malacha Klomar in a Torah, Vainu Tzachin al Medak. Tilamid Rabbanan Lekha Pshita. Visu, second to last line of the first paragraph in the Ritva. Dehami diyuka de Krahu de Daikinan Le, Tilomisukam Lu, Krah Chaga Osif, Chag Shata Osifo, Vizo. Shitas Rabbeinu Harambanzal. What does he say is the Pashta Dekra of the, the Pashtas of the Gemara in Moed Katan? Is like the Ramban. Rashi, who says unequivocally that it's the Oraisa, and the Chachamim were given license to determine the parameters, what is the Ritva telling us? Is identical to the Shitas Haramban. You read through the whole Ritva, you're not going to see three Shitas, you're going to see two Shitas. So although I cannot deny the Nemuke Yosef, there's a Nemuke Yosef, it exists. And he says Ramban Hitul Pshara. I really don't know if there is any significant, directly, clearly stated posik that says all of Malacha is Deoraisa, all of Malacha as we have it today is Deoraisa against the Ramban. I'm really not certain that that's the case. Again, you may have rayas from a Rishon here, a Rishon there. Maybe their language says, again, that the way they interpret the line in Chagiga that Chazal were given license to this. But ultimately, again, I see that the Ritva puts them together, the camp of Deoraisa pure and the Ramban, which leads me to believe that there is very little, very small Deoraisa pure camp, if it exists at all. Again, clearly according to Rabbi Yashiv says it explicitly, he says there's three Shitos, here's one, here's two, here's three. The Mishnah Berurah also sounds like that very much, although not 1,000%. The Beis Yosef sounds like that. But ultimately, those people won't have an answer for, again, the Gemara, the Raya of the Tosfos Rid that was brought in a few Rishonim from Beis Damod Beis, that again, Bishlama Moed Bishum Tirchahu Uvamakom Seda Shara Rabbanan. That Raya, ultimately, unless you say that there is some Isser of Malacha B'chola Moed, which is the Rabbanan, is very, very hard to understand. Now again, you could probably say that, what does it mean, Shara Rabbanan, that Rabbanan defined the Deoraisa around it? I suppose you could answer that way. But again, it's very, very easy to answer if you're the Ramban, and this whole thing, again, that specific scenario that Gemara is talking about is actually Midrabanan in nature. So that's my spiel. You can actually go through, again, this is just a summary chart of all the different rayas that the Rishonim brought one way or another. So you have on the left column, on the right side column here, Mekar Oraya, so different rayas from the different places, okay? According to the Shita, that again, I would lump all the Deoraisas in together, how they might answer that question, or in most cases, how they actually literally did answer the question. And again, so for Shumid Rabbanan, like Tosfos, how they would answer the opposite Rayas, and sometimes you got to interpret both ways. Again, what does Lamasar Nakasiv mean? It's not exhaustive, there's definitely more I could have put on here, there's more explanations I could have put on here, but ultimately I think it's a nice little summary to see Deoraisa versus Rabbanan, how do you explain all of these Sugyas in Chas? Question. Yes.
I just have a basic question.
Yeah.
Like psukim, like mikra kodesh yelachem kamalechet avodalo tasu. It sounds like the definition of kodesh is malachas aser.
So
how would the Torah say what is cholamoid? Is it kodesh? Is it not? If it isn't, then.
Fair point. You should definitely read. By the way, the Shitas Rambam section. Some of that is addressed there, but I'll tell you is something that the Turei Evan speaks out, which is, there is no question, if you read the Torah, there's clearly a difference between the first day and the seventh day. You're not blind. We don't ignore the parts of the Torah, say, Yom HaRishon Shavasan, Yom HaShemini Shavasan. It's impossible. You can't actually literally assume that Chol Hamoed is 100% identical, because then you're throwing out other psukim. So there's got to be something there. What exactly does that mean is up for interpretation. Does that mean that it's holier, and therefore Chazal decided to show its holiness by making an Isser Malacha? Maybe. Maybe that's why Chazal decided to make an Isser Malacha. So I'm not certain that you can say that that's really pure Doraisa, but definitely read the Keren Ora, and read the Rambam and Meiri there in the back. Definitely the Keren Ora, though.
But if you hold Sir Bonin, how do you ever get around Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish at the end of the day? Do you say it's an error? It's an error in the
You could say a number of things. You could say that it's their opinion and other people disagree, and evidenced by the Yerushalmi, meaning the Yerushalmi not is against the Bavli. We're not saying it's a machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli. We're saying them two held this, and other people held otherwise, as we see from these other sugyas in Shas Bavli. Okay, number one. Number two is that, again, they're saying that we would never, that the Torah would not, and it also depends on how you learn asmachtas, by the way. Because if asmachtas, ultimately...
Understood, but
yes.
How do you argue directly with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? I understand you can argue that...
Who says they're saying it's Deoraisa? They're saying it's Derabanan.
Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish?
Yeah, they don't say it's Deoraisa.
thought they said it's Doraisa.
No, they didn't say it explicitly. They just said... No, they didn't say that. Go show me where it says that. It doesn't say that in Chagig anywhere.
What does it say?
Read the Gemara. The Gemara says, right?
It was last
week. Yeah, yeah. It's over here right on the top, right? Right? Michlal de Tarvayus Firlu de Chulal Shamod Aser Basias Malacha. And then the Gemara says, Minahani Mili. Those Rishonim, like Tosfos and others, will say that it's an Iser Malacha Midrabanan. And they weren't willing to say that again. Chag Katsir is a pasuk that's going against something that Chazal used in Asmachta for what they were doing. It's a matter of Asmachtas, and especially if you hold like the Ritva's Asmachta, it's easier to understand. If you hold like the other Asmachtas, harder to understand. Still other question?
Well, I'm just trying to get my head around this. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to understand the concept that's Doraita, mm-hmm. even with the Tircha, because we're dealing with a specific that's one malacha to water a field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're dealing, let's say, people working a chalamoed,
mm-hmm.
where there is writing, there is mm-hmm. All these yep. different malachas. Mm-hmm. So to say it's a Doraita, and then people go to work,
mm-hmm.
even if there's a hefsed, it would be a question then defining which of those malachas they could physically not need to do when they go to work or things like that. Or
not really. What you're struggling with is really what Tosa struggled with. Heichan matzinu isra d'oraisa miktsaso aser miktsaso mutter. Really, first of all, it's not a bad calculus to make. If there are really things that could be avoided, great, it's a good question.
Is that something that we should have to do on Chol HaMoed and do this calculus?
It's really a calculus within each malacha, not malacha versus malacha. I mean, it's not like where we have different statuses of different malachas, like on Yontif, that certain malachas, okay, mitoch shur tzorach shur na mishlol tzorach. It's not a malacha by malacha. It's a within every malacha. Is this a case where it's mutter, or is this a case where it's aser? And again, if you hold it's deoraisa, you should be extremely careful about working on Chol HaMoed and Hanami. And if you hold it's midrabanan, or again, you hold like the Ramban, that any davar ha'aved is really mutter, and again, it's a matter of tircha, so again, you have more room to be lenient. But ultimately, we don't have a kasha, well, I shouldn't say this, we tend not to ask kashas from the public within how you learn up a sugya. Maybe on how we paskin, and maybe that the public practice indicates a certain psak was accepted. We do see that sometimes, but I wouldn't say that on how we learn the sugya. You can ask a question on how could you learn the Gemara that it's d'oraisa if people are so mekel. I don't think we would ask a kasha like that, in my opinion. Again, yeah, no, it's a legitimate question. It, ultimately, it's what those of us are struggling with. And we say, oh, yeah, you know, it can't be expressed in words sometimes. Okay. Wishing everybody Gemar Chasima Tova, good Kibben Shtyar, and an excellent Chol HaMoed, I suppose. So, again, if anybody wants to talk about any of this, the other sheet, please enjoy. I'm happy to always hear to learn Torah together with you in whatever format or fashion, and Shkoyach for schlepping out.
Doesn't the Ritva say in the next one?